A reading from the first book of Kings. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. God said, "Ask anything of me, and I will give it to you." Solomon answered, "O Lord, my God, you have made me your servant, king, to succeed my father David. But I am a mere youth, not knowing at all how to act. I serve you in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a people so vast it cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart to judge your people and to distinguish right from wrong. For who is able to govern this vast people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon made this request, so God said to him, "Because you have asked for this, not for a long life for yourself, not for riches, nor for the life of your enemies, but for understanding so that you may know what is right, I do as you request it. I give you a heart so wise and understanding that there has never been anyone like you up till now, and after you, there will be no one to equal you." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we know that all things work for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells what he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This is taken from the first reading that was proclaimed. Solomon said, "Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart." A true gift. Every once in a while, I'll have a parishioner who will come to me, not from here yet, but will tell me, "Father, if I win the lottery, the parish is going to get a lot of money and you don't have to worry about finances." I tell them, thank them very much for their kindness, but I said, "Have you bought a ticket yet?" "No." "Well," I said, "you got to buy a ticket first. If you plan to win, you got to buy a ticket." And then I ask him, I said, "Do you know what the odds are of you winning?" "It's probably little to none. Your chances are so small of winning the lottery." And then the third thing I ask him is this: "Don't you think it would be better if you gave that money to the church now? We'll be happy. We'll be ahead a little bit. You will be happy that you gave. A lot better than throwing your money away and never seeing it." I think all of us think that if we win big, what could we do with that money? If we had the opportunity to say you can buy anything you want and not worry about the cost, what would you buy? I think for most of us, we would probably look at buying something material, something that we could use, something we could perhaps even show off, something we've always wanted. But in our first reading today, we hear just the opposite. It's not something that Solomon asked for, something material, but something intangible that would help him immensely. Our first reading is taken from the first book of Kings, and what we find in this situation is that Solomon had replaced his father as king of Israel. He might have felt a little bit apprehensive because King David was known very well. He amassed wealth. He made the kingdom strong. He was a strong king. He did many good things, but he also did many evil things as well. So here he was, perhaps younger than he thought he would be king. And how does he compare to his dad? How could he ever do anything without everybody referring to him as the great King David? So Solomon is approached by God, and God tells him, "You can ask for whatever you want, and it is yours." And probably even God was surprised by the answer. Solomon did not ask for more wealth. He probably had more than anyone else. He didn't ask to be more powerful because he was powerful already. But what he does ask is this. He asks for the gift of having an understanding heart. Because he saw that if he could be a better man before the sight of God, he could be a better king. And being a better king, he could better rule the people of Israel. He wanted to use compassion in putting into practice the law. I'm sure King Solomon knew the law already. He was a very wise man, probably one of the wisest men in history. But he wanted to have a compassionate heart when it would come to rule and to judge. So if he got this gift of having an understanding heart, he would be a better man, more in the likeness of God. And being a better man, he could be a better king to God's people. If we had the opportunity for God to approach us and ask for whatever we wanted, would we ask for something materialistic? Would we want something that would make us more wealthy? Would it make us more powerful? Or would we ask for an intangible gift to make us better? God indeed gives those gifts already. So we know that God blesses us with these gifts called virtues, so that we can be better people. But we hope that whatever we would ask of God is to make us better, and in making us better Catholic Christians, can make us better before the sight of God. One of the things that is given to us in commission at baptism is to help each other on the way to eternal salvation. And this is how we do it, being an example of Christ before the world. And that takes every gift that God gives us to do our very best. So if we're ever asked, or in our prayers, we ask God for something, why don't we ask God for something that's intangible, but yet will make us better and help each other on the way to eternal salvation, where the fullness of that gift will be seen.